Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Roy Mahaffey. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Bell moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hildebrand moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground for a single. Vosmek scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand takes first base on ball 4. Hughes moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Galatzer reaches third base with a triple. Hughes scores. Hildebrand goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Galatzer scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atten fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knickerbocker moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Indians. Russ Van Atten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atten hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan bunts towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Hildebrand moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hemsley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes is hit by the pitch. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani pinch hits for Russ Van Atta. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Giuliani now catching. Les Tichet now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hildebrand hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 11-2, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Hildebrand moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tichet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bottomley moves to third. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Ray Pepper pinch hits for Les Tiche. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Andrews. Trosky moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 4 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 12-2, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 0 for 1 in the game. Giuliani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Larry moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Larry moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 4 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Soltis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.